We have 12 people in the room today. It's an actual party.
It's full house with only two girls in it.
That's right.
It's a sausage party.
It really is. We're roasting, boiling, sauteing.
I'm feeling all the testosterone.
We're serving sausage 12 ways today.
Come on by, girls.
It's an international house of sausages.
You can saute it. You can fry it. Sausage soup.
Babagum sausage.
Mm-hmm. We are, I don't know how long I could talk because I'm going to have to take a bunch of bathroom breaks. We've been consuming heavy amounts of Han vodka.
Han.
Yum, yum.
So good.
The official vodka of Raw Radio. Mm-hmm. It used to be Pimm's, but I think Pimm's Cup is the second half's official drink, and Han Vodka is the first half's official drink.
It tastes like breast milk, but better.
Ooh. Drink Han Vodka.
Interesting.
The next best thing to breast milk.
Give it to your kids. Numb their pain.
Rub a little on their teeth and they won't cry no more.
Can't wait to see you as a mother, Yeva.
I'll be breastfeeding vodka by the amount of time I drink, you know.
Diluted milk.
Gentlemen, form a line in front of Yeva. She's ready to breastfeed her baby's vodka.
That's not cool. Don't do that to me. You can't pimp me
so
out.
So what we do is first we drink some Han to get, you know, the motion, the momentum going, and then we coast with some Pimm's. So yes. Basically, the Han is the kick push, and the Pimm's is the coast.
Right. But we warmed it up with the Han.
And the person that hooked it up with the Han, Chris Liquor Boss Risden, the
Liquor
guy.
Boss.
What?
Not Lick Her Box, as
why?
Mel heard last time.
Can't you just change your last name to that?
Lick Her Box, what?
There are dirty minds in here, and that's how we like it.
That's the way we do it.
But he brought over some gifts. He brought over some Han. Han Vodka is our actual show sponsor.
So
official.
Sweet. Thank
Pimm's
you.
Cup. Can't wait to get on board.
And by the way, we have a bunch of bottles laying around and they're almost gone.
Almost
the
gone.
Show just started.
You know, even if I take a bathroom break, there's enough people in the room to take over, I think.
I think so.
But we'll be introducing them all soon enough. This is show number 4, the Art Artist Show, as promised.
Oh, yeah.
I've promised some live Spanish guitars for our mid-show break.
But.
And I also warned that he might be out of town, and he was. Or
go to Australia.
Australia.
He's in Australia. When you have talent, you're in much.
He's in.
Need,
he's on demand.
You know what I mean? You're in demand. So the guy's doing his thing around the world. But he'll stop by Raw Radio soon because it'll be good for his career.
We love you, Orbel. Come back soon.
So instead of Spanish guitars for the halftime show, we still delivered with some live performance of Scratching by P. Mung, a.k.a. Young Luck, in the studio today.
Let's give
Young Luck a hand real quick. He's going to be scratching.
Welcome to the show. Yeah.
There's like 300 people in here. Can you feel it?
There's 300 people, and with Yegi's cock, there's no room for any more.
Whoa.
So we're going to go straight into him scratching for the halftime show, give you some live turntablism at its best.
Two turntables.
We expose local talents on the show. That's why it's called Raw Radio. If you have something raw, talent, a position on environment, an opinion, you're an artist, you come on the show and we will exploit you in the best way possible.
So please, make yourself available and come on
so that we could do anything opposite of dumbing our society down.
La, la, la. Let's educate.
Over to my left, as always, the beautiful, evolved, spiritual, lovely Yeva Babayan.
I just got a little flustered. Thank you.
Raw Radio is recorded in front of a live studio audience. And also, next to Yeva, our guest host for the third time in a row, just because she's freaking badass, Mel T.
Yeah.
And we're going to...
Thank you.
We're going to go around interviewing everyone, see what everyone's up to, see what entrepreneurial endeavors everyone's up to, because that's what this show's about, exposing that. We help individual indie people get their shit out there.
Yes.
And we push them to get their shit out there, because...
Because they're the shit.
Because what's out there now is
corporate
bullshit.
Media is done. No one's part of that anymore. I just saw a video, an interview by Damon Dash saying the only way these days is to be independent. That is the only model.
Yep.
Get your shit out there by yourself. Put it out there for free. Get your name out there and everything will come to you.
Exactly. If you think you're not important enough or not good enough, just know that you are the future. Because what's there now is temporary. It's on its way out and you, yes, you are the future. So whatever you're doing, do it with all your heart and do it for everyone.
And that's why we have you on the show, Yeva.
Yeah.
Go, Yeva.
Speaking
Go
of future, Yeva. Stop by. I meant future stop by. We'll edit that part out with a quick beep because he just wants to go by future.
Beep, beep.
Alias, FBI, CIA, they're all NSA. They're all after him. He doesn't want to cause any more heat. But you think you can do something today, future, or you just left that for last week?
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Maybe you'll get a little treat on top of the live scratching. Maybe
not. Comes so many to him. Treats this show. Like, I know. So many treats.
It's overwhelming.
It's an overdose.
This is avant-garde. Every show, my objective for Raw Radio is to make every show as if we're doing it for the first time, as if we have no clue. We have no memory of the previous show so that we can constantly bring you raw, creative fucking show.
That's great advice for life as well. Every time is the first time.
Be in the moment.
Treat love with reckless abandon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
We are avant-garde, not avant-garde a clue. I stole that. That was pretty bad. I stole that from George Harrison.
I don't like George Harrison as much.
Paul was talking about that. He was on Howard Stern.
Paul? It was Paul.
Because he was a guest during Stern's birthday, and he was talking about how recently the Beatles released a track where they all went around and did some avant-garde type of shit. Everyone like hit an instrument and... whatever. George didn't want it out because he hates avant-garde. He hates jamming. He hates noodling around with music. He wants straight shit, you know?
Noodling around.
Noodling around, basically like jamming.
Right.
So he called that whole thing avant-garde a clue, and I thought that was pretty cool.
There's a movie out now. It's called Untitled. It's about what we consider art. You know, some people like splatter paint or put a dot on the wall. They're like, this is art.
Right.
So it's a movie that if you love art and exploring what it means, go watch this movie.
Right.
It's funny as hell. And it's like there's a band there that just hits on plates and... makes random noises and is like, this is art.
Love that. Like Blue Man Group?
No, they're actually good. This is like sarcastic.
Have you seen Blue Man Group?
No, but I heard they should be good.
Here's a little banging around by Raw Radio.
Shot, 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 shot,
shot, shot, shot, shot, shot, shot. The official song for the first 8 minutes of Raw Radio is...
So go do some shots right now.
You're drunk.
But, you know, the whole point why this show exists is because I myself see society dumbing down. I see shows like Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh getting attention. And what the fuck are they talking about? Nonsense. I mean, I know when I speak, I'm pretty clueless about some of the stuff, but I am not... even close to being as clueless as those dumb fucks that get TV time.
But you know, you can't entirely blame them. They're just, you know, the manifestation of the society that gives them attention. So
exactly.
Blame the people.
So
they're just there.
They're feeding
people
off of the people.
Them.
So instead of complaining, I'm like, let me start my own show. Let's see
convert
where it goes.
Society.
Let me get the kind of people I want to express their opinions. And I am sure within a short amount of time we'll get there. After only 4 shows, there's a reason why we have almost 1,000 subscribers already.
That's right.
We do?
Cheers to
I
that.
I thought it was up
Absolutely.
To 3 million.
I'm sorry. After 4 shows, we have nearly 3 million subscribers.
And rising.
And rising.
Computer's
That's
having
what
a
she
glitch.
Said.
Just recently, I heard... I'm going to totally change the subject. I have to talk about this.
Please do.
Because shots came
shot,
up.
Shot.
Rap is really going in a positive, good, really creative direction.
Like a Will Smith direction?
I'm being sarcastic.
Positive or...
there's a new song. What's the name of the band? Jerk.
Jerry. Oh, I hate that song. That song bugs the crap out of me.
Do we have it?
What's the name of the band, Pat? Do you know?
We're Jerks. We're
it's called The New Boys. Hey, I want you guys to listen to the beginning of this song and just really just start.
Get into
so
it.
Try
annoying.
To absorb
Roll
the musical.
I don't
really
want to
get into it.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to be really high to enjoy this one.
You're a jerk. You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
He knows.
You're a jerk.
He knows.
You're a jerk. You're a jerk. You're
okay, so far he's
jerk.
Just saying, you're a jerk, you're a jerk. And then probably his genius musician friend in the studio said, hey, in between you're a jerk, let me say, I know, I know, I know. So you're probably thinking, you know, this song probably takes a deeper turn in the chorus.
But?
And they really just really do it up in the chorus. And they do. Listen to the chorus of this song. so sad. These musical geniuses decided to take the I know and the Yura, and the chorus is just jerk, jerk, jerk.
Can't
jerk.
Believe they have airtime.
You know, it would have been more creative if they put it off in between those.
Jerk, jerk, off, jerk.
Hey, let's
off.
Do it. Play that, Pat. The Yura jerk. Play that part.
Off. Better, right?
That's going to be the remix, number one song on iTunes tomorrow morning.
That's right.
5 million listeners and
speaking of jerks, I just heard Obama send 30,000 troops to Afghanistan.
Aww.
What the fuck?
Very sad.
You know,
jerk.
Hey, listen to me. Obama, you are just nothing but one big...
You know what's the difference between Bush and Obama? Is before when Bush would send people and troops to Afghanistan or wherever, they were like, oh, it's Bush, la, 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 we don't like it. But now people want to go because it's Obama. They're like, yeah, it's Obama,
we'll
we want to go.
Country.
So now they go willingly, but it's the same shit.
It's the same fucking theater, different actors.
Basically.
Reverse psychology.
Let's overturn this society.
But let's move on to something positive because that's just going to, you know, turn the show into a negative because, you know, we want our troops home. We know that it's all bullshit in Afghanistan. The reason there are these radical Muslims is because we're in their backyards, basically. That is why we created the enemy we're fighting. But I'm not going to get into it. This show is about positivity and turning
it's okay that you mentioned it. Got people thinking a little.
But I mentioned our halftime entertainment was going to be some live turntablism by Young Luck. And he's got, you know, again, when you have talent, you're in demand. And this guy's in demand, and him and his protege have to leave the studio very soon. So I'm going to let Young Luck give you a little bit of live scratching for you.
Mix it up.
During this break. We're going to take a little break. I just want you to know that after we're done, we're gonna tell you who he is, where you can listen to more of his music. But this is just another independent artist in Los Angeles making a name for himself. This guy has flow and he can scratch like right there on the fly. So let's hear a little bit of Young Luck scratching over a beat that I myself made about a year ago with a drum machine.
A little pat on the back on that one. No?
Cut like a guillotine.
You go, boy.
Like a a guillotine.
That was some Young Luck for you for the halftime break.
Woohoo!
AKA
Young
Mom.
Young Luck.
Good looking. That, hey, Pat, good thank looking. You. Hey, quick.
What you got to cook it?
What you just did for us right now, P-Mong, is you kept it 100. And let me tell you what that means. One time, Pat, you were in a little cypher, right?
Oh, yeah.
You got a little mic so we can get you on thing? Please, high production value over here. Multi-million-dollar show. You were in a cypher, and you were all just doing your thing. Everyone was freestyling, right? Cypher is when a group of rappers get together and they all freestyle battle rap. And Pat was about to do it, right?
I was at the Powerhouse.
The Powerhouse.
In Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
High as shit. Awesome fucking banging ass.
So you were waiting for whatever, your turn. People kind of give each other turns, or how does it work?
You get in the cypher, you get somebody doing a beat. You know, a little...
Like beatboxing? You think you can do something if I give you a little beat right now?
Of course.
Yeah. Hey, yo, I'm chilling in the studio with some people that kind of cutie, yo. Whoa, let me get in the microphone and I'ma spit it hard and I'ma do it like, oh my God, you gon' like it. You ain't gon' fight it. And when I fight, I get real hot and yeah, I like it, I light it. Yeah, I'm getting closer, and if I see a fly chick, yo, I'ma have to bone her. I'ma open it up, put it in the trunk, take it to a lake and drop it, huh? What? And I don't know about that shit, nigga. Young Luck, a.k.a. Hey, Patrick. When I smash it, I do it real good, real hood. Yeah, making it flood.
So you were basically doing that in a group of guys outside, and then when it came to your turn, you usually write your raps on your phone, like as a text to yourself, right?
Which I lost at Scooby's. On Hollywood.
You just lost your phone?
Somebody stole that shit.
Welcome to all of our fucking nightmare stories.
Yeah.
And you were about to take out your phone to do your rap off of some shit you wrote, and the guy next to you was like, keep it 100, man. Yo, keep it 100.
It was crazy. I was like, damn, I've never heard that. I'm from Pennsylvania, the East Coast.
Right.
I was out here, and this guy's from Cali and shit. No.
Right.
It's just weird. You know, that's weird. I don't even want to get into that, but right. It was crazy when he said that. It was just
what does that mean?
It was kind of funny.
It was funny, and, because you know, he's basically saying
what does that mean?
We don't.
He's keep saying it 100. Keep it 100% original.
100%, okay, gotcha.
You know, keep it 100% raw radio.
Yeah. Keeping it 100% raw. You feel me? Keep radio.
It 100, man. Keep it 100. And Jay-Z started using it in the song. That song we played, "Death of Auto-Tune." He was like, "Keep it 100." One of the lyrics. It's all of a sudden like the thing to say in the rap hip hop world.
I hate that voice. Thanks. Well,
what voice are you talking about?
I don't get laid voice.
I tell you, I get laid often in this voice.
Masturbation doesn't count, dude. Nor does blow up dolls. So let's move on.
According to you.
Hey, you guys, this is Young Luck. I got a rollout with my homie.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was fun. Yo, this shit is fucking dope.
Thanks
right
for
here,
coming
this
in.
Thank you.
Great fucking vibe up in here.
Thank you for providing us with live halftime music, man. Yeah, that was sure, that was bro. Amazing. Thank you, Pat. Enjoy your party. Okay. Oh,
yeah, we enjoyed your energy.
Okay, man.
All right, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Peace,
so
love.
That was Pat.
Originality
P-mong.
Means everything.
Originala. Originala. Originala.
Did you just freestyle that?
Yeah, you like to freestyle some songs too. Yeva has this thing where she takes a song that's already written, that's already popular, like a number one hit single, and she'll re-sing it in her own, like, either sexual lyrics or in her own sadistic or crazy lyrics. I don't know. Yeva is a character, and that's why she's on the show.
She's very unique.
But there's a song by Bryan Adams you like to do, right?
Yes, I do.
And the song's name is?
To Really Love a Woman is what he calls it, but right. I call it To Really Love a Hooker.
So she took Bryan Adams' song, To Really Love a Woman, changed awesome. The lyrics up to Really Love a Hooker. Listen to the original first, and then we'll have Yeva do her version.
Original.
Pat, a little you faster, too, please. CD. Multi-million dollar show.
It's got a long intro.
To really love a woman, to understand her, you gotta know her deep inside.
Yeah, real deep.
Hear every thought.
Real deep.
See every dream.
Real
deep. Give her wings when she wants.
No, you make love to this after a candlelight dinner and all that
when
cheesy crap.
You find yourself blind, helpless.
Can we get to the part where she actually does the lyrics? Like, this isn't the part that you like to sing over, is it?
No, I'm going to do this a cappella.
I know, but... Listen to the lyrics.
You love a woman, tell her she's really only.
Beautiful.
When you love a woman, you tell her
so
that she's
sweet.
Your only.
You love a woman, tell her that she's the one.
She's the one.
When you love a woman, you tell her that she's...
The one.
She needs somebody to tell her that it's gonna last forever.
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 You tell her it's gonna last forever. So basically, it's real lyrics about a man loving a woman. Yeva, please give us your version to Love a Hooker.
All right.
On her next album.
To really love a hooker, you gotta pay her. You gotta take her someplace dark. Take out the cash, that big fat stash, and count the bills out one by one. Then she'll proceed to unzip your brand new Armani's and slowly slither down to her knees. If you love a hooker, you tell her that she ain't
ain't the one. Do 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 do. If you love a hooker, you tell her that she's just for fun. 'Cause she needs the money to pay for her crack cocaine, honey. So tell me, have you ever really, really, really ever loved a hooker? You've got to hold her head down, pull her hair. You gotta blow your load on her breast that I bear. She will be glad it did not get all in her hair.
That's the bridge.
To really love a hooker, let her stroke you till you know that was cash well spent. You know she's dirty, but so damn pretty. So what, she's got big hands like a man. And when you see the Adam's apple in her throat, that's when you know you got to bolt. If you love a hooker, you tell her that she ain't the one. Everybody, if you love a hooker, you tell her that she's just for fun. 'Cause she needs the money to pay for her crack cocaine, honey. So tell me, have you ever really, really, really ever loved a hooker?
Nice. That was awesome.
Thanks, y'all.
You're so talented.
Oh, man.
Snoop Dogg's answer to that song would be, "We don't love no hoes."
Snap.
Like I said, we only expose raw talent on this show.
I think I wrote that in the shower, like on the go.
Where nice and wet. Best material is often written. In the shower.
In the shower. Sing place. It in the shower. The
shower
best.
Karaoke, my next business endeavor.
So we have singer-songwriter Yeva as well as our co-host Mel on the show. And it's all about the Art Artist Show. We haven't even gotten to the core of the topic we were going to discuss today. But that's why I have all these people in the studio, because I have an artist here whose work I actually admire. And I think he's actually on the right path making good art compared to how much bullshit we see out there?
890 million thousand.
You know, I like the effort, but unless it's ready, unless it's polished, unless it's moving somebody off the wall, please just keep developing it before showing it. I'm seeing a bunch of just whatever, shitty art shows at shitty art.
You know what defines good art? Anybody, even the bum on the corner of the street to the Queen Elizabeth or whoever, is moved by it, because right. It moves your soul, and everyone has a soul. You don't need to be an aristocrat. You don't need to be an elite to understand art. If it's right. really good, every single human being is moved
by it. It's going to transcend language. It's going to transcend age. It's going to transcend race. Any walk of life should see it and be moved by it, or actually just think. A lot of people have seen that whole Obey Giant campaign that's in the streets. It's Andre the Giant's face that's been stenciled or
pencil drawn,
wheat pasted posters on walls. His whole manifesto, his whole phenomenology behind that art movement is to get the person to see it, not know exactly what it means, because it's just an ex-professional wrestler's face, right. And just to think, to draw his own conclusions.
He was in the Princess Diaries. Andre the Giant.
The poster was?
No, he was. Andre the Giant was in the Princess Diaries.
Right. Yeah. Princess Bride, you mean?
Right. What did I say?
Princess Diaries.
Right.
So that's the whole point. We see so many advertisements out there. We see Kmart logos. We see billboards for this, for that, penis enlargement emails. All this shit that tells us exactly what to buy, tells us you must listen to this, tells us you must wash your clothes with that detergent. And the whole point of the Andre Giant faces is that it makes you think. It makes you draw your own conclusions based on all the overload of visuals we see.
Right.
And one of the artists in the studio is Dave. Dave, how you doing?
I'm good.
Doing good.
Dave.
All our guests take a shot. Everybody is on. Shot. Stop that immediately. As soon as the heart rate, the pulse of this show goes below 0.2, we turn that song on.
Continue with the actual show now.
Are you calling me a jerk?
No.
Dave's art, the reason I like Dave's art is because his personality actually comes through the art. Like, you grew up in Brazil, right?
Indeed.
In Brazil, and where you grew up in a modest lifestyle. upbringings were modest.
Yeah,
middle class. You saw the worst of Brazil, the best of Brazil.
Yeah.
And some of your art has these like houses that seem like what are those poor parts of Brazil called?
Like just
the favelas.
The favelas. Did you have that inspiration when you were making those line drawings?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, my new series I'm working on right now is neighborhoods, and
I mean,
if you've seen pictures of São Paulo, I mean, it's just fucking buildings for like miles on
end. That's the thing. Like whenever I see a piece of artwork and I start to see a little bit of the artist in the piece, that's when I know I'm looking at a good piece of artwork.
All art, really good art, is autobiographical.
Autobiographical. You see maybe not the mistakes, but sometimes the mistakes that the artist make is part of the personality of the piece itself, but also the very individual and unique subject matter and style.
Mm-hmm.
And I also see a lot of art that looks like they're just trying to get into a gallery.
You know, I know an artist like that who's been around for a while, and he's allegedly like sells his picks for high prices.
Right.
Should I mention his name?
Absolutely.
His name is Emil Cazaz. He's been painting for a while, but he's a talentless fuck. I'm sorry. There's no talent there. Zero.
We serve nothing but raw opinions and unfiltered.
My real opinion, no filtering.
And the reason why you don't like the art is because...
I'm not moved by it.
You're not moved by it.
What kind of art is it?
It's just bubbly people with his face on it.
Hmm.
He puts his face on bubbly illustrations.
Just floating bubbly bodies.
Okay. Can you appreciate the technique, though?
There's no technique. That's the problem.
Okay. So there's no like message or technique.
No, it's just bubbly people with his face on it.
But then there's a lot of artists, like maybe Emil Cazaz. I don't know too much about him, her?
Him. Yeah.
That they make their name through the social abilities they have, through the networking.
Marketing.
And marketing themselves. So you don't necessarily have to be a good artist, because I know a few local artists who constantly get people attending their gallery shows. And the reason why they're there is because they have a huge network of friends, and they are actually good people, and people are attracted to
them.
I'm
sure they're nice, but their art is not great.
Art's not great. But you go to that show mostly to mingle, to see the good people. So there's two aspects of that.
Social gathering.
But today we're not going to talk about that, even though that is another way to be an artist, is just to be a good person and attract people
to
you.
But Dave, for example, is way more talented than this guy who's been painting for years.
Thank you.
And I think he's just like grandmother or grandfathered in, or like he has tenure in the art industry.
Right.
So people buy... They pay millions of dollars for bullshit art that he makes.
I know.
Waste of money.
I got to tell you, I'm not sure how that whole thing gets sprung up from ground up.
They give him
like
bullshit awards.
Being able to sell your art for $200,000. You know what I mean? So that's another thing we should talk about, is at what point can you put, instead of $200 for your piece, $2,000 for your piece?
I'd like to do that.
Whole thing. We all like to do that, but we want to also sell our shit.
Right.
Dave, to you. That is my position on what good art is. When you see good art, what is the type of stuff that gets you to pause? Not in the pause way, but pause.
You know, I'm not too picky when it comes to that. Like when I asked Yeva about the technique, because I can look, personally for me, when I go to the Getty and I see all those sort of Renaissance renderings,
right?
I don't like that. I can't stand those fucking paintings.
You mean the perfect human rendering?
Yeah.
Contrapposto, whatever.
Like the biblical, like angel and all that stuff.
Right.
But I can appreciate the time it took and the pure technique.
Craftsmanship.
It's just the craftsmanship.
Yeah. Mastership
it's
of it.
Beautiful.
And
you
know who's
you
the
know?
King of all that is Dalí.
Dalí.
For me personally.
For as far as like
God.
Rendering and his composition. Yeah.
And the ideas and everything. Wow.
And you see a piece of Dalí in...
You're mesmerized.
In those half human, half... organic forms that he draws, you see that looks like he was beaten as a childhood, and that looks like he came out of that beating of a childhood, climbed a ladder and saw a higher place in life. It's like the artist gives you a journey of his point in life, his whole life, whatever.
And
he's
a
genius, I think.
Like the other end, I went to MoCA once and there was a room full of these huge fucking white canvases. It was Rauschenberg.
Big blank white canvases.
Yeah, no, but they had these like huge black streaks of paint and all four
Jackson
walls.
Jackson Pollock.
Right. No, it was Rauschenberg. And I was sitting there and it was real quiet. I was the only one and I was like, dude, this is like the ocean. So it's like the other end of the spectrum. So for me, good art can be, I don't know, anything. And if it moves
you.
I hate it when like... Okay, we went to Obey the Giant exhibit, and he had like a screen print of bombs, and it was like propaganda style. Mm-hmm. And some woman was looking at it, and she was like, I see the life in this. This all the despair. And I'm like, you know what? It's just appreciate it for what graphical. It is, you know? Like,
it's just to be appreciated.
Yeah, it's just some people go overboard with all that stuff. And
they want
to
be intellectuals in the art world, yeah. Like bullshitting their way through
it. It's true. No, I don't want to get too deep, but I definitely want to see a little bit of the artist's personality come through. And that can come through in either the line work behind the paint or the actual subject matter. And that's what we need to start seeing more and more of.
It could be a simple canvas with a few strokes, but there has to be soul and energy in that. And if there isn't, then it's just bullshit.
Movement.
Right.
And also, if you're going to have good art, you got to present it at a good art show. I am sick and tired of the shitty art shows I constantly go to the point where I can predict what the next one's going to be like. We mentioned this on last week's show. And it keeps me from even going anymore. Unless, you know, the whole point now is just to mingle with your friends, basically.
Right.
I expect not to see any more good art and the free wine and cheese. But it
makes you really gassy.
There's one person in our studio that I invited to talk a little about this. This guy actually does the opposite of what I'm talking about and actually puts on quality, good art shows. Yegya, welcome to Raw Radio. How you doing, man? Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Hello. Hey. What's up?
Yeah. What's up, Yeg?
He looks real sharp tonight with an amazing suit.
Not only does Thank he look you. Sharp, but his middle name is Elvis. Is
and that he looks like Elvis.
I love that. That's excellent. Thank
you. He's wearing black on black on black because
what are you wearing?
He actually came from a funeral.
I'm wearing black on black on black.
My condolences to your grandfather who passed away, Yegya. Thank you for being here regardless of that.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, man. My pleasure. And you put an annual art show every year. Actually, every 13 months. Because what was the date of the first art show you put on?
111.
It was on January 1st, 2001, and he called it 111. 13 months later, he put an art show on 222-333, and you could figure it out. Exactly. We just recently had one on 999.
Yeah, that was excellent.
And it wasn't this one of the best ones you've had?
That was the best one, I think, so far.
Before I tell you what I think makes your art show stand apart from the rest, tell me what you think does it.
What makes it the best
what makes it different than most of these art shows we go to where we just walk around, there really isn't much interactivity?
Nor good content.
Good talent. And plus you've got the music, you've got the art, you've got the performances.
There's some performances. Poetry. One time you had a live laser wall where someone could actually use a laser pointer to draw lines on a projector screen, and people were standing in line to get involved.
Yeah, that was interactive. So everyone in the audience was involved in creating the art.
Right.
For the occasion.
So right. That walked in got a little piece of showing their art through that laser piece to everybody that was in
that
there.
That was very cool.
And so aside from walking around through the little walls you created of art, there's also live music that was happening at the same time.
Absolutely.
Someone was doing poetry.
We had poetry, music, live.
Backed by live guitars. It was like constantly something going on.
And we also had a performance, and comedy. And
right.
Yeah.
And because there was something going on, you charged a little bit of a fee, $5 or $10 bucks,
worth
whatever.
Worth it.
But, absolutely.
Unless you're going to do that, don't even think about charging me anything for your shitty art shows.
I agree with you 100%.
I went to one where it was like $10 to get in. I'm like, this is bullshit.
Don't even think about it. It's done. We already know what good art is, okay?
And you can't fool us.
What a good art show is. You're not going to fool us.
Especially Emil Casas. Stop painting.
But at the same time, I don't want people to stop putting on art shows because these are great gatherings, even though the content might not be great.
But not everyone could be an amazing artist. There has to be, scale.
But if you want to, we were talking to Dave. If you want to see good art, please check out Diamond Dave. If you do a Google search, Diamond Dave, what's the band that has, not Jamie Lee Roth. Hey, this is Diamond Dave.
Hey.
But Diamond Dave, the artist, if you Google him, you'll find him. Or go to cargocollective.com. Cargo, C-A-R-G-O, collective.com/Diamond Dave, and you'll see some of his stuff.
Great
What's his
stuff.
Stuff like?
You'll
and
love it.
Also, a simpler one, right, just go to DD, that's Diamond Dave, ddla.wordpress.com, and really check out some of Dave's stuff so you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Can I plug my show real quick?
Hey, that's a good idea, and thanks for reminding me.
Please do.
Dave has a show coming up where you can actually see an example of a good presentation of art. This is promoted by Puma, is that not right?
Yeah, it's
Tell me about it.
Puma and Rob from
Rob Zombie?
Lostinthesupermarket.com.
Rob Zombie's going to be there? Oh, with the witches and burn, with the stitches and burn. I'm sorry, go ahead.
But it's going to be good. It's going to be in downtown December 12th.
I'll be there.
So December 12th, go see Dave's
Saturday.
It's 10 Saturday.
To 4.
Is there free booze?
No, there's gonna be like two or three bars, but the drink tops is gonna be $3.
I'll be there.
But there's no cover. No cover, guys.
Perfect. Say that again. The drink is how much?
$3.
$3 for drinks. Yeah. And no cover.
And good art.
Last time you had an art show with Puma.
At our bar.
There was a live... Artists were actually painting live at the show.
Yeah.
Okay, listen up, all you freaking art show putter out there-ers. Have some artists doing live art. Have someone spray painting. Have someone something to be seen. Have a chick bikini clad. Something. Absolutely. Okay, give me a reason to come to your art show and to stay there and to have a memory from it.
You know, instead of going to a bar, getting drunk and thinking, you know, nasty girls are hot, go see some pretty art with some hot people for $3 smart drinks people. And enjoy yourself. Right. And smart people instead of, oh my God, hi.
Britney Spears.
That's exactly
go
who
away.
I talk to at art show.
Oh my God.
Yes, please.
Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
Oh my God, my name is Jennifer, and I'm like a valley girl. Hi.
Oh my God, can I like tell a location?
Yes, Jennifer. Where is the location?
I like the
Jennifer, you sound really smart.
I like my underwear.
What are you into?
And I like my boots, and it's nice.
I strip when I'm not going to medical.
I'm an artist.
School.
I'm an artist. No. I'm an artist. I took it in high school.
So here we go.
We need the location.
12th, December 12th, go see Good Art at downtown and tell me the location.
Yeah, it's where CatalystLA.com is, and it's on 15th and Alameda.
Is that near SciArc?
I think it's a little south of SciArc, actually. And then you make a left on Santa Clara. It's like this huge artist collective. There's going to be a room full of illustrations, three DJs, video artists, fashion artists. Like, it's going to be 10 to 4.
I'm already interested.
Crazy. Just RSVP interested. And you'll get in. It's free.
So to find out about it, people can go to CatalystLA.com?
Yeah. That's where it's going to be. So you'll find the address there.
Okay. CatalystLA.com. Get the address, and it's on December 12th. Easy.
Be there.
Have a nice come. Night. Everyone come.
And to find out about what Yegi is doing, the guy that was putting on those proper on-point art shows.
Can I quickly ask
go ahead, Yegi.
More detail about Dave's show?
What kind of detail are you interested in?
I think we covered everything there.
No, just the whole thing. That sounds cool.
It sounds really cool. I'm going to definitely check it out. Are you going to have live artists this time painting? Or it's
no
other
live
stuff
artists.
That's going on? Okay, it's all good.
Yeah. Premeditated art.
DJs.
Right.
That's as live as
there's
it gets.
There's going to be DJs.
Let's get smashed.
Video artists.
New pieces, right, Dave?
Huh?
You have new pieces.
Yeah.
Okay, we got
it. It's like a collection of all the artists that did the stuff for Puma every week, because it was a 12-week thing.
Right.
And it's just a collection of everyone.
Excellent. And to see what Yegi is up to find out about upcoming shows, obviously this year, or actually next year, it'll be on 10-10-10.
Right.
We've already been into it 10 years.
Nine years, actually.
I'm sorry. That means October 10. October 10, 2010.
Almost everyone here has been in the show, so that's kind of cool.
I was in it once.
Everyone here, twice, full of raw talent at Raw Radio.
Dave,
we've all
too,
been part of the show. Mel's done
belly
dancing because she loves to dance. That's her art. Yeva's done paintings.
Yep.
That's
and
her
photography
art.
One
Dave
time.
Is paintings, photography. Pat, the sound engineer, and I have done music. We need these outlets, and it's a quality evening.
Yes, instead of wasting your time doing
so
bullshit,
go to telosdesigns.com to see what Yegi is up to. TELOSdesigns.com.
Hello.
One day it will be up.
But not only do we support artists, not only do we support good art shows and people doing good things as far as getting society to wake up, we're also pushing entrepreneurs on this show. Anybody that gets their own thing started, anybody that aside from their daily 9-to-5s is starting to get something going on the side so that we rise above demand, basically. And a couple of those people here are running this little company called Amalgamated Productions. And I love what they're doing is because they're actually taking care of all the bullshit that comes with partying in LA. Yeah, but when you go out to a club, what are the two things that you hate?
Nasty looking people.
Before getting into the club.
The lines
and?
Paying.
And what about the other thing called parking?
Parking. Oh, I hate parking.
By the way, you guys take care of the paying of the cover too. It's all fit in because it's all service. These guys, okay. Each person's going to look to spend at least $100-$150 on a night out on drinks, whatever. Amalgamated Productions, AMALGAMAT. Can you guys have picked the worst fucking URL?
It means unity.
It means unity. Oh, never mind. Now it's easy to remember.
UNITY.
AmalgamatedProd.com.
It's a unity.
AmalgamatedProd.com. You go over there, and if you have a group of 10 people like that are ready to go out to a party, what these guys do is they set you up with the limo service.
Nice.
They set you up with not having to wait in that bullshit line. As soon as you get into the club, you have the table waiting for you. Basically, you're a celebrity through this production.
Red carpet all the way.
Red carpet. No one wants to fucking park. And they make sure you get home.
Wow.
That's afterwards. Nice.
That's a sweet deal.
And you can get right smashed place, without basically. Even thinking about
it. So what'd you say? Driving. How much is the total?
The total for about $100 per person, obviously, so it varies it. Depending on what kind of bottle service would you want, but I'm just giving you an idea. It's definitely worth it, because you're going to spend, what, $25 for the bullshit
well,
covers
girls
anyway?
Don't. Guys I know do, girls so it's more but, of a guy's thing.
Right.
But a limo service, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, but guys the, will pay for that.
But
definitely.
The fact is, we were mentioning Chris Liquor Boss Risden, how his Liquor job box. Is to go Liquor around boss. And making sure Han Vodka is sold at the clubs, the bars, the places that we like to party out here in L.A., and him and his boy Israel, who's the other person in the studio, they set up Amalgamated Productions so they could tie all these things together.
Great
they,
idea.
They can mix the Han Vodka inside the limos. They could have the Han Vodka at the clubs. They've created this little...
Genius business.
Exactly. And that's the great kind of people ideas. We need on the show. People who are moving, who are shaking. Chris, what kind of... Is this the kind of bullshit you saw in LA that inspired you to start such a service? Or what was your inspiration for starting this?
Our inspiration is actually bringing Vegas to LA.
Okay.
And trying to give the people back what they deserve, I'm sure.
And what's that? What do people deserve?
They deserve basically customer service when they go to a club. They're not treated like a VIP when you stand in a VIP line. You've got 100 people standing in that line that says VIP, and we're bringing another entity to it. We're going to call it 847, uh-huh. which stands for VIP in alphanumeric. And that's what we're gonna create a new industry standard in Hollywood. We're not just another promoter out there.
Right.
We brand market for companies as well.
Right.
And it's all word of mouth. It's underground.
Right.
No mainstream.
You've been into BS. This only. It's straight up from grassroots. You've been into it for a year only, getting mm-hmm. this thing together. Is there a site for 847?
It will be up and running, effective
it'll
Israel.
It'll be up and running.
It'll be up probably by the first of the year. First of the year, it'll probably be up.
Okay,
running.
That's right around the corner. And basically, you're taking all the guesswork out of having a good time in L.A., basically.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, like Chris mentioned, the whole point of everything to go out and have a good time, because, I mean, I've been out there. I've done
right.
this. I've done everything, you know?
Right.
So why not bring, like Chris said, Vegas to L.A.? Because there's nothing out here of
right.
that nature, of that
and
caliber.
And this is what entrepreneurs fucking do. They see a problem, and they solve it themselves instead of complain about it. They start something themselves, and then they come on this show and talk about it. And the reason why you started it is because you saw how much bullshit there was out there, right? Because
I was one of them. I was one of those party guys, you know, and I hated waiting. I had to make my connections. I always had to go up to the front of the line and do that. So I just said, why not? Because, you know, that's the main question that people, all my friends used to ask. Hey, is it going to cost to get in? You know, who's going to be driving? Who's going to be the designated driver?
Right.
You know, am I going to have a good time inside? How much money am I going to spend? Everything goes down the line. So I just said to myself, when I go to Vegas, I know a lot of people, and I know a lot of people here in L.A. So I said, why not combine both of those
exactly
entities you
and
know?
You have a job on the side. This is just your entrepreneurial venture on the side.
Absolutely.
Right. Absolutely. And that's what we like. So check out 847, look out for that soon, you know, keep doing what you're doing. It's Israel Palacios, Chris Liquor Boss Risden, two
thank
friends
you,
of Raw
thank
Radio
you,
anything else coming in the future for you guys, big things, or are you just constantly developing this little?
No, this is going to be our baby for the upcoming year. You got to focus on a couple things. And
thank you for the Han Vodka sponsorship.
You're welcome very much.
That was huge.
Look forward to new product every week.
Absolutely. Han Vodka has beers out now, and you're on top of getting that in the stores too?
Yeah, we've got a new beer coming out to hit the California market called Stampede Light Beer.
Right.
It's actually a vitamin-infused beer.
Right.
It's got vitamin B.
We have become a completely commercialized show.
You know...
And every 2 minutes, you're going to hear a plug or a brand. Just roll with it.
Well, it has you to. Just call million, me. You know, listeners, right?
Just call
this
me corporate Chris.
This is what happens when you reach 2 million global listeners. So, yeah, I was walking the other day, Han Vodka, and then I took a sip of my Pepsi, and, you know, I saw some friends, and we had shots of Grey Goose. And we had some shots. Everybody! Sorry, I apologize.
A little late on that one.
Why are we such alcoholics on this show?
Because
by the time we reach our 100th show, we'll be in AA already, don't you think?
It's because we are jerks.
Jerks.
We are jerks.
Jerks.
We are jerks. We're just one
jerk,
big
jerk.
Why is
we're
this
just
the worst
big
song in the history of music?
Jerk, you mean the best song? Actually, you know what? I give up on rap because I actually like this song.
You do?
What?
What the?
I officially give up on rap. Yo, I like the song too, though.
That makes me sad.
And that was from the future, so it stands for something.
Apparently, the future is still going to be fucked up because the music is going to continue.
Right.
Jerk, jerk, jerk.
Yeah, but you've been rolling that
Bali Shag?
Bali Shag cigarette for the last 25 minutes.
I'm not. Listen, I'm the master of rolling this. Okay, okay. I can roll it.
Did I call you Yeva?
You called him.
I should not have done that.
I thought you said Yog. Yeah, I guess you'll hear it later.
But you know, the whole reason why we want this good art show out there is because we want our society heading in the right direction. We see a lot of Idiocracy out there. And it reminds me of that great movie by Mike Judge, the guy who made Beavis and Butthead and the guy who made Office Space.
What movie?
Created a movie that is actually not known by a lot of people. It's called Idiocracy.
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
It is. There's so much insight and truth in that movie, but it's a good movie. It's not the best movie, it's funny. And the whole point of that movie, why I love it, is because it talks about how in the future we are so dumbed down, we are so anti-art that we start fucking up the English language. We start messing up commercials. We start messing up architecture. Everything is basically at a lower quality.
But can I add on something?
But everything is what we're seeing it go now. Like, listen, we see this direction.
Are you affected by this dumbing down? No. Am I? No. So it's a thing of a will. If you're dumb enough to be dumbed down, it's up to you. If you're affected by it, right, then it's up to you. We are not. How come we're not dumbed down by these things?
We are, though.
Well,
I'm not saying
I'm not saying I'm dumbed down by them. I'm saying I'm observing this going on around me.
Yeah,
I'm being conscious
sad.
Of it. I'm not being affected by it.
Right.
Observing it is
That's
different.
That's okay.
But you got to check this movie out. There's a lot of funny things. I told you how they dumb down the English language.
Really? How?
And commercials start becoming like vulgar and really stupid commercials. Like they'll be like, Carl's Jr., try the new big ass burger from Carl's Jr. And then it goes, Carl's Jr. And hold on. And then their tagline is, Carl's Jr., fuck you, I'm eating.
Fuck off.
You know, if you don't smoke Kent cigarettes, fuck you.
You're a fucking loser. Get out of this room.
But check that out. Idiocracy. Very underrated film.
Great movie.
Great movie. Hey, Yeva, do you have a random sex fact for today?
I really do.
You are actually pretty good at that.
Thank you.
And can you give it to us in a seductive voice?
No, because the information is already seductive.
Very good. Keep
but
going.
And I already have a seductive voice, don't
Excusez-moi.
You think? Pardon, monsieur. Did you know that only 1 in 400 men is flexible enough to give himself auto fellatio?
You know what? I am one rib away. I just need to remove one more rib and I'm right there.
How many have you removed already?
Two.
Two?
Yeah, I gotta go one by one. It's painful as hell.
Listen, no, you just need to do yoga, get flexible enough, and you can give yourself
You don't think
jobs.
I've tried everything?
Then you don't
this
need to
has
pee
been
for
my
the
goal.
Hookers. Do you really love a hooker?
To really love a hooker, you tell her that
she ain't the one. Okay, so
very few men can give themselves fellatio.
And if you could,
why
would you
want to give yourself that anyway?
I don't think it would feel good if I gave myself fellatio.
It's like tickling yourself?
Sounds like you would get
the temperature
tired.
Of my mouth is the same temperature as my penis.
But
so
wouldn't it be
really
like the
anything?
Higher level of masturbation instead of just jerking yourself off?
You know what would
you
be sad though? I think that
you
if you can't, if your
you
penis
need a
is small,
temperature
that would be
to feel a blowjob. You need someone to be either slightly colder or slightly warmer. Otherwise, you're going to feel like nothing.
No, I don't think so.
So are you saying you jack off when it's cold or hot?
If you're going to masturbate, wait until the temperature drops. But have you... Go ahead. I'm sorry. You were saying something.
No. Continue.
All I was going to talk about is the full moon, how it's giving me a headache.
And
I
want to
know if anyone else is feeling the pressure that
yeah,
the full moon's
been. Yeah, a lot of
people
are. It's not just that, it's also the spraying, because they spray the air with all these chemicals.
Chemtrails.
Don't you hear the airplanes every day spraying?
Chemtrails.
This is. I want to give a shout out to my friend Ani Mao, the queen of chemtrails.
Welcome to Conspiracy Theory Radio.
Is it nice?
Yeah.
With your host, Yeva. Chemtrail Babayan.
Yes.
And your host,
that's why I stay indoors.
Melanie Harp Project Tovmasian. And Alex, 9/11 was an inside job, Nassanian.
Everything.
Today on Conspiracy Theory Radio, we uncover. Can a man give himself a blowjob? No.
But you know, if you guys really want to awaken society, I will recommend one movie. It's called The Quantum Activist, which is about quantum physics and how reality basically consists of possibilities and how you as consciousness just chooses.
When
did you like it?
You posted it. Yeah, I was watching that. That was
it's basically how the consciousness chooses from moment to moment what to experience. So nothing is ever solid and real.
Listen to
it's
me.
It's just possibility.
The whole world is constantly in the state of generation and death. Birth and death. Like all our cells are constantly in the state of being born and dying at the same time. So there's never a past, there's never a future. We are constantly in the now.
Now.
That's why physics cannot capture an atom in a solid state.
No, it changes when you observe it.
That's why we get a lot of flashes and images.
It constantly changes when you observe it. It's a wave of possibilities when it's unobserved. But when you observe it, it becomes
collapses into one. Any kind of thought of what you're about to do, any kind of thought of what you did in the past is only slowing you down. Just constantly be happy of the present moment, now.
When you wake up, now. Forget yesterday, forget tomorrow. Only when you're washing your face, brushing your teeth, just feel how amazing it feels to be in your body. Because most of the time, we just check out and go into thoughts.
Basically, whatever you're doing, do that. If you're drinking a cup of coffee, don't drink your coffee, check your Facebook, this is it. If you want to live a happy, simple life, enjoy the coffee, move on to the next thing. But, you know, it's city life. Can we really live that way?
I think people need to go into transcendental meditation, and then they'll learn.
But everyday life can be a meditation. You can drink your tea everything meditation.
A, you some form of meditation.
Wait, hold on. Yes. The show is slowing down.
Shots. Wait, Patrick is not fast
enough. Listen, Patrick.
Patrick's not.
Stone.
You ever think Patrick's hot? Okay, Pat. Pat, stay after the show. Yeva's going to give you a mustache ride.
A what?
No, I'm sorry.
I like that. Whoa.
Listen, Pat, you need to cue these songs up early because you know how many people are out there are willing to work for free?
We can replace. What is that song? I can have another you in a minute.
You know how many people I can
he'll
find?
Be here in a minute, Patrick.
You know how many people I can find to replace you for free, Pat?
One. Because he works for $100,000 a year.
One. His name is Paco and he doesn't speak English, but he'll do it.
Especially after making us wait.
By the way, we apologize for last show's delay. We recorded, as you recall, on a...
Sunday
instead of Wednesday because our sound engineer, Pat, decided to sleep in.
Thanks, Pat.
Thanks, Pat. So can we get a unison, thanks, Pat.
Thanks, Pat.
Pat, Pat,
Pat, Pat, Pat, Pat, Pat, Pat, Pat, Pat, Pat, Pat.
Okay, so speaking of Idiocracy, the show has officially dumbed down. We have done plenty of insight into the art world. Plenty of insight into what makes good art.
Thank you, everyone who was here today.
Thank you to Chris Lickerboss Rizdin.
I love his
check
name.
Check out Armenian Navy Band.
847.com coming out. Israel Palacios, real entrepreneurs doing their thing in Los Angeles. My lovely co-host, Yeva.
Diamond Dave.
Google him. Look at what good art is and study. Embrace. Accept.
I love you all. Thank you so much for listening.
Listen to me.
Have a good
we
night.
We want to know what you like and what you don't like about this show. Send me an email.
Alex@withsound.com.
Tell me what you want on this show.
And become a fan on Facebook.
Next week, we're going to do it all from the beginning with no memory. We are constantly in the now.
New,
giving you quality,
fresh,
creative
now.
In the moment.
Thank you for listening. Tune in next week. Thank you. Love you.
Yeah.